It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Starting this year, all teaching students in Mexico are being required to learn English to earn a degree. Here's Fronteras reporter Kendall Blust.
For the first time, future teachers studying at Mexican teaching colleges or escuelas normales are being required to learn English no matter what subject they plan to teach. The new program is part of a national mandate designed to improve English learning in Mexican schools.
Teaching English as a second language is a priority internationally, in Mexico, and especially in Sonora, that, well, we are at the border.
Sergio Espinosa is the Director of International Affairs in the Sonoran Education Ministry. He says speaking English makes Mexican students more competitive in an increasingly global workforce and opens doors for higher education in the United States. The idea behind the new requirement is that if more teachers speak English, more students will learn the language too. From Hermosillo, Mexico, I'm Kendall Blust.
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is running for the U.S. Senate this year as a Libertarian. Commentator Walt Rubel says that Johnson's Senate bid seems to be taken after a plot line from a movie involving actor Kevin Costner.
In 2008, Kevin Costner starred in the movie Swing Vote about a drunken egg inspector living in Texaco, New Mexico, who, thanks to his enterprising young daughter and a string of events, ends up with the only uncounted vote in a presidential election that is tied. The media and the two presidential campaigns descend on Texaco. Guided by cynical handlers, the candidates promise anything to win that one decisive vote. That Hollywood scenario is dancing through Gary Johnson's head as he returns to the political fray to take on incumbent U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich. Johnson, who served two terms as a Republican governor and ran for president in 2012 and vice president in 2016 as a Libertarian, told the Sun News editorial board that he had retired from politics and moved on to other adventures. Then, Aubrey Dunn came calling with a story that was too appealing to resist. Imagine if the November election leaves the Senate evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. As the only Libertarian, that would position Johnson to break the inevitable tie votes that would follow. He could be the great decider on all issues, with the leaders of both parties currying for his favor. If anyone other than a Democrat or Republican from New Mexico were elected to the U.S. Senate, arguably that would be the swing vote in the Senate, Johnson said. And that's a lot to be at stake for New Mexico, so that's a whole different scenario. For Johnson, a former business executive who clashed with the state legislature throughout his two terms as governor, being one of 100 senators spending late nights jousting over the details of a 1,200-page transportation bill is not what he wants. If you've ever heard me talk about running for the U.S. Senate, I've always said no. It's a job that's all about bellying up to the trough, and that's the last thing we need, Johnson said. Johnson seems to be missing an obvious point. He can only have a true swing vote on a board with an odd number of members. Any ties in the Senate are settled by the vice president. And there are already two independents in the Senate to go along with the 51 Republicans and 47 Democrats. Both of them, Angus King and Bernie Sanders, are also running for re-election this year. The Senate has a long history of third-party candidates, 77 in all, starting with Robert V. Haney of the Nullifier Party in 1830. None of the previous 77 were ever elevated to the role of tiebreaker. I should probably forgive Johnson for indulging in what seems to be a wild fantasy. After winning two elections as governor with no previous political experience, and then parlaying that into runs for president and vice president, Johnson has more justification than most to believe in what others may see as a fantasy. In the movie, Costner sobers up, the two candidates eventually stop listening to their advisors and rediscover their moral compass, and they all lived happily ever after. But anybody who's followed Congress knows there are no Hollywood endings. Only late nights jousting over the details of 1,200-page transportation bills. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News, and they are also in the local viewpoints section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG, public media, and NMSU. In more news, New Mexico State University faculty and Las Cruces community members are planning a series on climate change. Events begin tonight at New Mexico State University. The presentation on the front lines of urban warming starts tonight at 7 in the Health and Social Services Auditorium, Room 101. David Handula is a speaker. He is a sustainability scientist and assistant professor at Arizona State University. You can find out more information at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.